The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 445.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have an amazing lady on the show today. She is an e-commerce entrepreneur, and she's also the co-founder of Lipstick and Muffin Media, and I'm just really excited to have her on and share her story with us today. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Tracy Nguyen. Tracy, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hi, Sheena. Thank you so much for having me. I'm doing great today. Just made a tea to start a day. So my name is Tracy, and I'm an e-commerce entrepreneur and also a co-founder of Lipstick and Muffin Media, where we help female entrepreneurs and bloggers to build their online empire. I love everything creative. I actually graduated from business and went with a 9-to-5 traditional way, and after working there for about 2 years, I was just like, this is not for me. I love creative stuff, and I can just sit at one place, you know, in office environment. So I decided to walk away from my full-time job and pursue my passion for creative work. And on my free time, I love to meet and connect with like-minded people, listen to podcasts like this, and read books that are, you know, entrepreneurial, personal growth related, and I'm a big fan of the whole girl boss vibe. So yeah, that's pretty much about me.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Tracy, what's your cultural background?
So I'm Vietnamese, 100%. I was born and raised in Vietnam, and I came to Canada in 2006. As an international student. So I've been away from home for like a little bit over 10 years now.
Thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
Be you and do you, the right people will come and stay. Yeah, I think it's really important to be yourself. But yeah, I think we'll talk more about this stuff after.
Awesome. Well, I think that's a great quote, and it's so true, right? If you're just your authentic self, the right people will come into your life. So thanks for sharing that. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
It took me a long time to actually, I guess, figure out who I am and how I can be, you know, more confident in my own skin. Because obviously when I came here when I was 16, it was a big culture shock. So to me now, like, I think self-confidence is when you love yourself and you understand your value, you know how, you know your worth, and you know that you are not less or better than anyone else. And, you know, always be humble, but always know that you have something to bring on the table at the same time.
Thanks for sharing that. That's a great definition that you mentioned. And Tracy, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Wow, it's like having a trip back to the memory lane when I'm talking about this, because this is like 10 years ago. But I went through a lot of struggles in order to find my self-confidence, my own identity, because, you know, at the age of 16, I came here and it was weird because I felt like I don't really, like, I went to a public high school as well. And I just felt like I don't really belong there. But then at the same time, I was trying to stay away from my own community just because, like, I didn't really speak a lot of English. So I was trying to, you know, fit in more so I can improve my English skills. Because, you know, people always say, like, if you stick with your own people and you just speak your own language, then, you know, you're not going to improve on your language skill, which is, I don't think is completely wrong. But like later on when I got a little older and I realized, you know, everybody has something to teach you, right? And then going through like all of that stuff, I remember like I have to kind of like every day going to school is like a struggle just to see like, oh, like, do I dress appropriately? Like, do I dress like the kids at school? You know, and then I have to watch TV shows. Oh my god, I watch so much Friends. Like, sometimes they keep playing the same episode, and I was just trying to pick up like the slangs and stuff like that. So yeah, it was pretty tough. I was really quiet because I was very self-conscious about how I speak and if I have an accent when I speak English. So yeah, it was weird now that I'm looking back, because I was just constantly thinking about, like, every time I do something or say something, I have this constant thought in my head of like, oh, I don't know what they're gonna think about me, are they gonna laugh at me, or like, are you gonna judge me? So yeah, like that was my life before that.
Thanks for sharing that. And you know, it's not easy moving to a different country, especially at the age of 16 and not knowing, you know, a lot of English. And yeah, I mean, sometimes even if we move to another country and we do speak the language, it's still like, you know, we're still afraid of, you know, what people might think of us, you know, especially growing up as an Asian woman. It's like, we're always so afraid of what people might think of us. But what was that time in your life when you realized, you know, you were more than enough to go out there and do the things that you want, you know, be the person that you are? What was that aha moment?
So I think it was like 6 months into me being in Canada, and I just felt like it was just so, I felt trapped, you know, like having to think about what other people think of you all the time, and having to keep in mind, like, every step that you move, you just have to always think about other people, what they say. So I felt really limited. So I think it was spring break, and I walked past a Thai restaurant near my place, the place that I was renting, and there was like a big hiring sign. So I just walked in, and I told the manager, I'm like, I don't know if I'm old enough to work here. I had no experience, but like, I'm willing to learn. So he was really nice, and he was like, oh, you know, like, in order for you to apply for a job, you need a resume. And I didn't really know what a resume was. So he's like, oh, go home, Google it, make a resume, come back, give me the resume, and then we'll talk. So I ended up being hired. And it's interesting because that was like my first time actually going out of my comfort zone to do something that I knew will be able to take me to, you know, almost like the next level of what I want to do. And so like working there was great. I got to meet a lot of great people, talk to them, and really be more of an outgoing person. But I was also the youngest person there, so I got bullied a lot by the other staff, because they would like put me at nights that like the most dead. So I couldn't really make a lot of money. And there's just a lot of like, they were just really aggressive because we got pay on mostly tips, right? But it was hard because I couldn't really talk to anybody. And I'm like in Canada, I was in Canada by myself. So my parents, I try not to tell them because then they would get worried. And I guess I was quiet about the whole like bullying part until, I guess one day, you know, your patience can only go so far. So I decided to speak up at work, and I just woke up and I'm just like, you know what? This is like, I can do more, and I can actually stand up for myself, because I know that I always put in the best work ethic at work. And I don't know. I don't know if that's called survival skills or you know, just the urge to grow out of that comfort zone. And yeah, that was the beginning of my journey.
Thanks for sharing that. And it's a great story. You know, just going out and just knowing your own worth and going out there and doing it regardless of, you know, your fears or what people might think of you. And, you know, because of that, what's your life been like now?
It was definitely a process. I wouldn't say like I woke up that day and became a different person, but now throughout the years, you know, I was able to also meet up with a lot of amazing people that, you know, helped me a lot with my confidence as well. And now I wouldn't say I'm at where I want to be. Definitely personal growth is a long journey, but I definitely become a different person. You know, I speak up more, I express myself more. Like every time I feel like, sometimes that fear of people might be judging you or what other people have to say still kick in, but I always tell myself like, so what, you know, you just learn to listen to your own voice and take care of yourself, because at the end of the day, you're everything you have, right? Like no one else is gonna trade places with you. So I learned to take all that mistakes and challenges as a part of life and just focusing on myself and invest in myself. And that's why I love listening to podcasts like this, because it's so empowering, you know. I was actually checking out your blog as well, and I'm like, wow, I wish I could meet you one day in person, because we have more to talk about. And I read a lot of books as well, and it just, once you start to become that person that you always wanted to become, you're operating at a higher level of energy. And I love the whole law of attraction, because you can really attract the right people to your life when you are that kind of people, you know. Sometimes people sit and wait for, oh, the right person, the right friend, the right guy or whatnot, but they don't realize that they have to work on themselves first in order for them to attract all that amazing people to their life.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, I like how you mentioned, you know, you are, you know, attracting the right people in your life because you're working on yourself. You know what you want and don't want, or what you can tolerate or not tolerate, right? And sometimes it's not always easy to do the right. It takes time, but it's definitely worth, you know, going through that. And you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What'd be that one tip you would give to her?
Just like I just said, surround yourself with the right people. It's so important. And sometimes it sounds, you know, like everybody keep telling me the same thing. But until you can surround yourself with the right group of people, you're going to notice that like your life is going to be so different. Because sometimes it's really hard for you to build your confidence by yourself. You need that reassurance from other people still, but the right people, you know. I think I've got to the point in my life now that if something or someone is just making me feel some sort of negative or not adding any value to my life, or, you know, if they don't grow me, they don't challenge me, I just don't make time for it. Because there's people that you call friends, but they're not really helping you to get to where you want to be. You know, I have friends that always just point out my insecurity, and I had to learn to cut them out for my own good. You know, it might sound selfish now, but you only live once. So you gotta know how to invest in yourself first. And the funny thing is, you know, once you cut all that negativity out, you start attracting the right people, the right friends to your life, right?
Thanks for sharing that. It's totally great advice. And I like how you mentioned, you know, this journey, you don't have to do it alone. You know, you don't have to be alone. There's so many great resources and people out there who are willing to lend a helping hand and be in the journey with you, right? Whether it's surrounding yourself with good people, picking up a good book, or listening to this podcast, those are all great support systems. So thanks for sharing that. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, or check out some of your work, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yeah, totally. So I'm big on Instagram, so you guys can follow me at Lipstick and Muffin Girl. And then my blog is at lipstickandmuffingirl.com. And then my business, where I help female entrepreneurs build their online business, is at lipstickandmuffin.com.
Thanks for sharing that. To our listeners, if you want to connect with Tracy, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Tracy's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I just want to thank Tracy for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Tracy.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. This is such a pleasure.
Not a problem. It was an honor having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of another amazing woman's journey to self-confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Want to learn how you can use podcasting to market your business? Download your free report by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.